John F. Kennedy settles into office as the 35th President of the United States, the youngest man and the first Roman Catholic ever elected to the office. The first president born in the 20th century, he comes to office after one of the narrowest elections in American history. At 43 years of age, Mr. Kennedy takes over the power that for 8 years has been vested in Dwight D. Eisenhower, who at 70 was the oldest occupant of the White House. Inauguration Day dawns on a capital that had been almost paralyzed by a full-fledged blizzard. Battalions of snowfighters kept Pennsylvania Avenue clear for the swearing-in ceremonies. Mr. Eisenhower and Mr. Nixon are present at the conclusion to one of the best-managed transitions of power on record. Despite sub-freezing temperatures, hundreds of thousands watch the ceremonies in front of the Capitol as the new President and Vice President Lyndon Johnson assume office. Slippery streets and stalled traffic cause a delay in the swearing-in ceremonies, a delay which the President and his predecessor pass in serious conversation. Then Lyndon Baines Johnson is sworn in as Vice President by fellow Texan, Speaker of the House Sam Rayburn. The first time, incidentally, a Speaker of the House of Representatives has administered the oath of office to a Vice President. Then, 10 minutes later, John Fitzgerald Kennedy is sworn by Chief Justice Warren as the 35th President of the United States, with the prayers of four major faiths to support him in office.
Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
That you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of your ability,
and will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Mr. Nixon and Mr. Eisenhower are quick to extend their congratulations. President Kennedy's speech is brief and stirring.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed and to which we are committed today at home and around the world.
A significant portion is addressed to Latin America.
To our sister republics south of our border, we offer a special pledge to convert our good words into good deeds, in a new alliance for progress, to assist free men and free governments in casting off the chains of poverty. But this peaceful revolution of hope cannot become the prey of hostile powers. Let all our neighbors know that we shall join with them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas. And let every other power know that this hemisphere intends to remain the master of its own house.
About a half hour behind schedule, the official party lunches in the Capitol, where the others chat as Mr. Kennedy's meal is interrupted to sign the papers formally nominating his cabinet. Then the procession to the White House and the reviewing stand for the inauguration parade. En route to their new address, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, John and Jacqueline Kennedy are cheered by nearly a million. The presiding dignitaries review a vast and impressive array of military units, bands, and drill teams. A 3.5-hour march. Hit of the parade, a replica of a Navy PT boat like that commanded by President Kennedy in the Pacific in World War II with most of his crew on hand. A stirring but chilled review in the freezing weather. That night, things warm up. After a brief rest, President Kennedy and the First Lady venture from the White House to attend a round of no less than five gala inaugural balls. The presidential couple arrive at the main ball at the Columbia Armory, Washington's resplendent finale to 2.5 days of celebration. A new era begins under the leadership of President John F. Kennedy.